It is good to see all of you out this morning. I'm so pleased that you're here. It's such a blessing to be with God's people and worship Him on the Lord's Day, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. I have prepared a few words to say. Stanley will be queuing up a video in a minute. It's only 1 minute long, and it's from the movie Finding Nemo. And you might wonder, well, what in the world has that got to do with the subject at hand, which our subject for the next coming months is unity in the church. And I think as we watch the video, it'll kind of unfold and we'll begin to see what it has to do with unity. Stanley, would you go ahead and get that started here and we'll play it. I did want to thank Nicholas for reading the scripture. I will be referring to it. I'm not going to read it in the interest of time. In fact, I'll be getting into verses 4, 5, and 6 as well. Okay, go ahead, Stanley.
Okay, don't make any sudden moves. Hop inside my mouth if you want to live.
How in your mouth, huh? And how does that make me live?
Why?
Because I can take you to your son.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I know your son. His orange has got a gimpy fin on.
I know you'd probably rather watch the rest of the movie. But you know, you got to love these seagulls when you think about it. And I know they're humanized and they're caricatures. And that's what makes them funny. They remind us of ourselves. They're focused on one thing. They want a taste of fish. Every single seagull wants the same thing. And they're funny until we begin to realize that they remind us of ourselves. They're a lot like us. You know, as we look at these seagulls, we see them flying together, each one having the same thing in his mind. And so we might say, well, they're in unity. And that's unfortunate because that's the way we think of unity in the church. We think, well, we're together. We're flying in the same direction and we all have the same thing in mind. We want to get to heaven. So we're in unity. Not so. The seagulls are not in unity. Each one was out for himself. No seagull cared about what happened to the other one. That's unity. It's when you're flying together with a common goal, yes, but each one is mutually concerned about the benefit of the other. If you take that out of the equation, you just have a bunch of seagulls flying together trying to eat something. And I hope that that's not what we are as the church. I wonder how often, or perhaps, you have chased after something with all your might. How often have you put your desire for a particular thing above all else and selfishly pursued that object just to gratify yourself? And when I say yourself, I mean me too. I've done it. And I'm sure there's not one of us here that haven't. I imagine that it applies to us all. This is the way we have been conditioned. This is the way our society teaches us that we should be. This is the way they teach us we should act. Look out for number one. Isn't that what we're taught? If you want to succeed in this world, forget about them. Focus on yourself and your desire and your goal. And if you happen to be flying in the same direction as a lot of other people, then you happen to be, but you're not in unity with them. You're out for yourself. Our society is me-centered. We have allowed ourselves to be consumed by what we accomplish in this world, by what we acquire, rather than who we are in relationship to God and who we are in relationship to one another. And like the seagulls, we're often singing the chorus, me, 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 though they said mine, but it's the same thing, isn't it? Me. That's what it's about. The result is we have become unable to truly relate to one another or to God, and that's even worse, isn't it? We have lost sight of our identity as the ones who are created by God to be in a relationship with Him and in service to one another. The central theme of Paul's message here is that it's that of unity in the body of Christ. And boy, we have a lot to say in the coming months about this, and I hope we can begin to scratch the surface. We're to be united with others in Christ who are seeking the same thing, which means we must obliterate individualism. But that's not the way Americans are. They praise individualism. Take care of yourself. Stand up for yourself. Be strong, right? Be the one. That's not what God's people need to do. We need to be dependent upon one another. We need to be helpful to one another. Yes, we're flying in the same direction, but it's not just me. If you have trouble getting there to get your fish, I got to help you so you can get yours too. Otherwise, we're going to fail. Paul urges us to maturity, which involves the community as a whole, not just individuals. Maturity. And we are to be engaged in building up one another, Paul says here, so that we might all grow to maturity. See, I know that some in the church have grown to maturity, and sometimes we're satisfied with that. Well, we got a few members here that are mature. No, then we're like the seagulls, right? Got a few buddies that I care about, but I don't care about the maturity and the well-being of everyone. We should be so united with the church, you know, that the bond that we have together is stronger than any of the alternatives that the world has to offer. Paul is very clearly defining an alternative culture for us that we need to be a part of. A culture of community and mutual building up. A culture which is quite different from what we know in our modern world. And it has to be different if we're God's people, if we're His body. The body of Christ is only healthy and efficient when every part of that body is coordinated with the other part. We know that in the physical body. You ever try to play a basketball game, you know, and one foot goes one way and the other foot goes the other way, and you just don't get the job done that the mind wants to do, right? Because the body's not coordinated. It's the same thing spiritually. We got to go in the same direction and work with each other so the whole body gets where it needs to be. We must have an understanding of our identity as the ones called by God. The scripture says, live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. We are all called by God in some way. I'm going to say that again. We are all called by God in some way. Now, we don't all answer the call, but we're all called. Make no mistake about that. And each of us is gifted in a special way for service in this world. Each of us. Now, some people don't like it when we say, well, everybody's special. Some people don't like that, because if everybody's special, then they say nobody's special. Everybody is special. What God has called you to do, only you can do. Not me. Not somebody else. Only you can do it. And you know what? If you refuse to do it, it just won't get done. Now, you'll have to answer to God for that. But God has called each one of us, and God has specific hopes and plans for each of our lives. He does. It doesn't matter, it doesn't mean that we're listening to Him, but He has hopes for each of our lives. The body of Christ is at its best when every single person in the body can look beyond self and respond to God. We must remember that though we are unique individuals, we are united, what does the scripture say? By one Spirit. And one Lord, one faith, one baptism, a common hope and purpose, and one God who is the Father above all, through all, and in all. Together we are. Simply put, we are to strengthen and build up one another and bring all members into unity. So each of us has a purpose, and each of us has an aim. And in the same way, the body of Christ, which is the church, that's us, right? The body of Christ, it has a single hope that all might know Christ. All of us. But each of us is working for that end. Then the body of Christ will, it won't work right when we separate. When I have my agenda and you have your agenda. And you say, well, we have the same agenda to get to heaven. It's not enough. We gotta do it together. We can't get there by ourselves. Do you know that? If you don't take somebody with you, you're not going to get there. If you don't care about the body as a whole, you're not going to get there. Even though you want to get there, even though you show up and you're flying in the same direction and you're here every Sunday and you go to every event and you do this, if you are not in common with the body, we're not going to make it. Amen. That is unity. Christ is the thing that holds it together. Living in Christ requires two things, and I'm going to leave you with these two things. Living in Christ requires two things: that we discern and strive after our calling from God. Discern means figure out, right? Figure out what your calling in Christ is and strive to do it. And number two, that we use that calling in service to the church. That is Christ's body. Our calling is in service to the body. We got to be doing something for the body and getting our minds off of ourselves. We must be willing to put aside our own agendas and stop saying, mine, mine, mine. Thank you.